This is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio around the world on the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app. Well, Chaim Ruttenberg is with us live via telephone. Apparently, one of the best ways to feed our soldiers, and this is no surprise, we've known this since the beginning of the war, one of the best ways to feed our soldiers is by beefing them up with some delicious beef jerky. And there is a website, beefupourboys.com, beefupourboys.com. Chaim Ruttenberg, welcome to JM in the AM.
Hello, hello.
Nice to speak.
Can you hear me clearly? I'm calling from Beit Shemesh.
Yeah, we hear you pretty clearly. I mean, we're in Yerushalayim. You know how it is these days. There's always room for improved phone reception, but you sound all right. Tell me what's happening in Beit Shemesh with Beef Up Our Boys.
If I could first start, if I could call you Rabbi Nachum, because when I was in Yeshiva Spring Valley, I used to go to the nurse. This is in the late 80s, early 90s, and she would only see me and talk to me between your commercial breaks.
Oh, gosh.
And she allowed me to stay in her office. I think I went 3-4 times a week for 20 minutes or so. And you are a major force and personality in my life, and thank you so much.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. I traveled thousands of miles to hear that compliment, and it was well worth it. Thank you, sir. Tell me about Beef Up Our Boys.
So Beef Up Our Boys started about 5-10 days into the war. My nephew and his wife were by us for, Bezer Hashem, it should be known for eternity as a Simchas Torah. And we spoke to him about 2 weeks later, and he said he was hungry, he was starving, he was lost a bunch of weight. My son, Baruch Hashem, eats a low-carb diet, and my wife always got beef jerky for him to go on these beautiful trips in British camp in Muncie, and it was a no-brainer food. We couldn't source it locally, so we reached out to a bunch of vendors, specifically Butcher's Cut and Smorgasbord, and they, within a few days, made thousands. We got to him, we got to his friends, ended up getting to some very advanced units in the north, Golani and whatnot, that were going already into Gaza. And they commanded us. They said, get us as many thousands of thousands, as many as you can. This is exactly the one ingredient that we need.
Is it still like that today? Is the need for beef jerky as strong as ever now during the war?
So I would say opportunity, if I may, because Baruch Hashem gives us the muzzle we need. And right now, our opportunity is to give flesh, is to give meat, is to give high-quality protein that replaces protein bars, that replaces, it's like, imagine if you're in a tank, or you're going on extreme Jewish adventure in Himalayas, wherever it might be, you want to take a quality package of beef jerky with you, 150 grams, 6 ounces of meat, that lasts for weeks, and even after you open it, it lasts for days, and it's pure meat. And
don't worry, Chaim, you don't have to sell me on that, I can tell you that much. Don't worry at all. By the way, do you need a special meat to make beef jerky? Like the quality of meat matters, or the type of meat matters, or really you can make beef jerky out of any type of kosher meat.
So I'm sure there's many ways of making beef jerky, and we're actually with 7-8 vendors, if you like, I can mention them. Butcher's Cut, Smorgasbord, Yaakov Lazarus, Lacey's from South Africa.
Nice.
From Yaelis beef jerky is amazing. We've been giving it out to hundreds of Zaka guys. It actually tastes like cholent. It's unbelievable.
Well, by the way, and no joking, some of the ones you just mentioned we've had, and they're remarkable. So you're with really good company.
And Meat and Board, which have been amazing,
right,
from day one.
Relatives of ours.
Joburg,
right.
Which is a new business. Hashem should bless them. Right. Bisra Meats, another new business.
Yeah, Bisra's great.
Of course, we got to mention Kosher Catch from Massachusetts, who's giving us wonderful salmon jerky.
Oh, so
something for everyone.
For those who are not meat eaters, it seems you have that covered as well. All right, look, but we know the bottom line. Chaim Ruttenberg is with us. Beef Up Our Boys. We know the bottom line. The bottom line is that the more you have in terms of funding, the more you're able to do for our soldiers, right? That's what it comes down to.
Baruch Hashem. And it's like I would say, like you said before, what type of meats? The Lubavitcher Rebbe is very big. You do a mitzvah, you go all out. And Hashem has really given us amazing beef jerky. These soldiers, we're not just giving them the food they want. They love it. They smile. They come back telling us how much we help them. And if I could read to you a message from a parent, and I don't know, are you the same person as Nate Siegel from NCSY, or that somebody else?
No, that would be a brother of mine who's many, many, many years older than me.
So this is from a doctor from Cincinnati, actually, who moved to Renana. They have two sons and a son-in-law in Gaza right now.
Yeah.
And I'll read to you quickly what she wrote.
Go ahead.
Leaders and volunteers who work tirelessly for Beef Up Our Boys, thank you so, so much for all the protein you provide for so many soldiers who are risking their lives to find hostages and eliminate Hamas operatives with maximum in Gaza. My son is in an EGOS unit and has been looking for hostages and fighting terrorists in Gaza since October 7th. My son was in a tank unit and has also been in Gaza since October 7th. Access to nutritious food is very difficult. The beef jerky gives them the strength to fight in Muhammad HaKadosh so that Israel will have a safer and better future. The bags come decorated with notes that brighten their hard work in places and cities that are very difficult and dangerous to access. May Hashem bless you for all you are doing. I really think that when Hashem sees all the unconditional love that you are doing to help combat soldiers, Hashem will bless and help us all during these difficult times.
I don't know why on earth you're wasting your time talking to me. You should have gotten on the air and just read that letter, frankly. Pretty amazing. And boy, does that sum it up. All right. The easiest way for people to support your work, Chaim Rotenberg, what would you tell us?
The number one first thing is, first of all, I got to say this, beefuparboys.com, sponsor it. One package, 100 packages, it doesn't matter. We're managing feeding people in the field. This is everyone's an honey when it comes to lack of access to food in an extreme place. And we're literally feeling that.
True. That's a good point.
And that's the number one thing. And the bigger thing, which I just have to say, is be like Reb Nachum Siegel. Devote your life to Chesed. I'm doing this for 2 months and going back to my regular work. I hope I'm able to do Chesed in the future. There's people like you, people like Tokay Shabbos and Muncie, people like Jeff Eisenberg, Brian Nibs, Brian David. These are just people that I've been associated with. This woman Esther Sherman and Maishi Smith Arroyo of Lawrence, they just nonstop Chesed machines. And do Chesed. This is an opportunity for us to learn new habits for our future. And of course, Beef Up Our Boys right now, every dollar that comes in goes into the field. Literally, we have army units coming, calling us up around the clock. They come out for a few minutes. They have windows of opportunity sometimes once in 3-4 weeks to get to the guys. How many packages of beef jerky are we giving? And this is not inexpensive. It's not about cost. Here it's about value. How much is a high quality, top kosher piece of brisket steak or whatever we're getting into them? Is that worth in a tank in Gaza in an extreme situation? And it's just a cost. We did over 35,000 packages. And just to think about just one package, one soldier saying, you saved my life, you gave me the energy I needed, or even forget that, you gave me the fuel to do my Muhammad HaKadosh. It's a dream. It's literally a huge opportunity for myself and anyone to sponsor. Sponsor one, sponsor 10, put in a recurring thing down. I could Baruch Hashem do a plugah. That's $4,000 or so a week. We want to give times two. Let's do that for 8-10 weeks. Let the Jews know they have it. Let them know they could rely on us. And Baruch Hashem, we've done so much, and we look forward to, we're part of Am Yisrael that's doing so much.
For those of you who think Chaim Rotenberg is enthusiastic and passionate about beef jerky, the reality is he's enthusiastic and passionate about helping our amazing soldiers. BeefUpOurBoys.com, sponsor the beef jerky operation that comes out of Beit Shemesh and is helping soldiers everywhere, north and south. Again, BeefUpOurBoys.com, be as generous as possible. Chaim Rotenberg, regards to everybody. Continue your amazing work on behalf of our soldiers.
Thank you. Hashem bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.